and they only know that they exist through conflict. So without somebody to conflict with, they don't know they're alive. There's some people that are so unhappy and have lost sight of themselves to the extent that they only feel alive when they're in drama. That's the only way they know that they even exist, is drama. They just, you call them drama kings and drama queens. Y'all, I don't, you know, have you been a drama queen? Are you a reformed drama queen?
I'm recovering.
I'm a recovering drama king, too. Let me tell you. Y'all with me? So when you look at those people, you're only looking at your own past, and that's why you bless them. Because they're just your own past. That's all you ever see is the past. It's like when you look out in the sky and you see a star and you're looking at light that left the star millions of years ago. So effectively what you're doing is looking back millions of years every time you look at a star. But that's the same thing that's happening right now. Just because we're closer to each other don't make that any less true. You always only seeing stuff after it's happened. And then you're deciding how you want to react to it. Do you want to kick some butt, or do you want to choose for peace? So if you get honest with yourself, all you're doing all day long is reacting to things that have already occurred. So there's no such thing as just because I'm thinking negative in a sense that I'm going to create that. Like sometimes when you, like people are afraid to tell the truth about something because they think if they tell the truth, they're being negative. Because they say, well, if I admit that I really feel like crap, then it's going to make me feel like crap. And they don't realize, no, you already feel like crap, you're just admitting it. Mm-hmm. It's already happened. You already had your crapness.
You're crappy.
Yeah, so by the time you talk about what you're feeling bad about, the thing you feel bad about is already past. And so you're just acknowledging something that went through you. That's not the same as creating it for yourself. That's how you get rid of it from coming back. So don't try to be positive around me, please. Just tell me the truth about how you feel in the moment. You don't have to say the standard, whatever reply is, new age, new thoughts, happy people supposed to say. You know what I'm saying. If you come in and you feel like crap, you say, girl, you know, I feel like crap. And I know you're not your crap. And that's what makes me the savior and what makes you the savior for me, is that you see me beyond my crap. So the question is, to crap or not to crap? That is the question. The good of man is often turned into boom.
Oh,
it's so much fun being an actor when you realize you won. We're acting and we're pretending that we don't know we're acting.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us dangerous to each other. So I'm glad I'm around people who begin to realize that they're acting. It's so cool to be around people who know they're not their role. It's like me and my niece when I went to Memphis, like she and I, you know, we got out of our uncle niece role. You know, we went and just hung out and drove around and rapped and talked, and she's like 35 or 34 or something. And we actually got to know who we were beyond our roles. And we ended up being just alike. My beliefs were her beliefs, too. The way I looked at things was the way she looked at things. And we had the same belief about thoughts create reality and taking responsibility and the whole nine yards. And that happened with everybody I would meet in the family. I would say, let's go I'm dive underneath the robe. I'm going to do the robe. I'm going to come in and say, hey, this is Granddaddy Earl. Sincerely. But at the same time, no, I'm not Granddaddy Earl. So we can go, okay, dude, you came into this planet to recognize what love is. You got some stuff you got to learn. I'm here for you. You can communicate with me telepathically, intuitively, because I know you're not that little body. And you're kind of frustrated because you got this incredible consciousness, but you got this little body and you don't know how to talk yet. Give you props, man. You know what I'm saying? If you survive birth, you can handle anything. You've already had the most traumatic experience you can have on earth with your birth. You've done it. It doesn't get any more intense than birth, and you've done it.
Boy, that's so true.
So-called death is nothing. Death. You're out of here. Birth. Ooh, oh, God! Birth
foot through the hole in it. Get your pay out of your foot. Whip them, huh?
You survived birth. Be proud.
Yes, yes. Come on, give it to her. We survived birth. You know that's a big deal.
Have you noticed that there's only one way to get here, but you can get out of here a zillion different ways?
Yeah.
That might be a hint right there.
Anybody can leave anytime they get ready.
Yeah.
But there's only one way to get here, though.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that?
No.
You don't have to think you're cute. Okay, now. You people don't have to think. First of all, I had to have the IQ of a genius. Okay. You know what I mean? Did that sound like when you were younger, like some kind of any of those people who could just get people just because of the way they looked? They didn't have to do nothing. People just own them.
I know.
My sisters were like that. I had four gorgeous, beautiful sisters that you could have put me on Jerry Springer.
I can't believe the things that come out of my mouth.
And they didn't have to do nothing. They just walk out the door. And guys, hey, babe, what's your name? You know what's going on. You know, I have a little brother, so I feel like I had to kind of protect them, and that was scary and stuff. But just think what it would feel like to have the exact same power just through your energy. Just through the love and the being that you are, that you just magnetize the kind of people that you have always wanted to have in your life to you, just by the virtue or the vibration that you are emanating. And they show up already ready to play. And they show up just the way you would like a person to be if you were manipulating and controlling them. That's deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was deep, wasn't it? Yeah. Isn't that what we're doing when we're trying to make somebody into what we want them to be? Mm-hmm. Are we trying to manipulate and control them to be the way that we think would make us happy? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're trying to do? Twist them into what we think we'd like for us? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's called manipulation and control. We don't laugh on that kind of stuff. That's deep. That's kind of what makes us feel guilty. I don't think I want to really manipulate or control. Are you angry? Dissatisfied, wishing it was all different. Resign right now as your own teacher, which you will surely do when you honestly look at the effects of what you've done on your own. You're just not looking honestly at what you've done. That's why it's hard to go to higher guidance, because you're not being honest with yourself about what you're doing. Because if you really see what you're doing to yourself compared to what could be done for you, you'd be glad to get in touch with your higher self. You have gone too far to lose. So don't even entertain that as a possibility. You've gone too far to lose, to not achieve the goal. You can wear it if you want to. That's okay. But you've done such a great job that you've gone too far not to be taken all the way to your peace, to your bliss, to your happiness, to heaven for you. If you are tempted to be dispirited, if you are tempted to be dispirited by thinking how long it would take to change your mind so completely, ask yourself, how long is an instant? If right now you're feeling frustrated because you say, oh my God, how long is it going to take for me to change my mind so completely? That's what it's saying. If you're tempted to be dispirited by thinking, how long is it going to take for you to change your mind so completely? Ask yourself, how long is an instant? Now, I'm going to do something that people absolutely hate, but it brings them to a period of intense healing. Look at someone around you and say, how long is an instant? And just keep asking each other, how long is an instant?